This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M Footy.
Seconds are in.
Try to the Warriors.
The Knights on the attack.
Here come the Titans.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M Footy.
All right, round 8 of the NRL. You can find all the games on your official NRL station. It is Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast.
Yeah, and the guy from Leonard's Chicken, Mount Pleasant and Caneland Central and ex-State of Origin-er, Steve Jacko Jackson.
Hey, Jacko.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we going?
Yeah, good, mate, good.
Hey, congratulations last week. Four from eight.
Oh, I was hopeless. I got the first four. I even got the Cowboys against the Knights. Hey, how's that, Jay? You would have loved that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then I went 0 from 4. I just went, oh, you're kidding.
That's what you do. That's what you get for going against the Tigers.
Mate, and I tell you now, this game is all about that ruck speed. You know, it has been important in the past, but now with the new rule, if players are not finding their front, getting out of trouble, and beating the defenders off the ground, they're not making yardage. You look at the top sides, they're getting out of trouble, they're making it to over the halfway line, and then they've got an attacking kick, whereas the sides that are floundering at the bottom, they're standing too tall when they're coming out of trouble, and they're taking too long to play the ball.
Yeah. All right, look, let's go through the NRL tips for this weekend. Tonight's game, the match of the round, the Storm versus the Roosters. You've gone the guys from Melbourne.
The Roosters, few injuries.
The Storm are untouchable, though. They're always a good team.
Like I've said in the past, between their worst game and their best game, it's very little.
Yeah.
It's very consistent.
Yeah.
Look, the other games, so you've got Friday, the Raiders over the Dragons, obviously gone the green machine there. You've gone Parramatta over the Cowboys.
And Mitchell Moses, the halfback for the Parramatta side, is a huge miss. His kicking game. They end up beating the Raiders last week, and they're a good football side, and they're playing with energy. And look, you know what? You have a look at the faces of the players when they're smiling. They're enjoying their football. There's not many smiles at the Broncos.
Can I just touch on that for a second? What about Anthony Seibold? Do you reckon he's going to be there this time next year or not?
Look, they've played a fair bit of cash for him. They'd be out of pocket a fair bit, and I think it is not just a decision with how they're going. It's monetary. They've got to start winning games, mate. Yeah. If they don't start winning games, mate, they've got their hands tied, you know? Yeah.
Well, you've gotten the Broncos over the Warriors for Saturday night.
Because their head's on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Their head's on the chopping block.
The Sharks over the Titans. You've gotten the Panthers over the Tigers. How dare you once again?
Oh, my Panthers. The Panthers are hot property, and Nathan Cleary, he is just a young man steering that football side around. They're amazing.
And Sunday's games, you've gone the Knights over Manly, and you've gone the Bunnies over the Bulldogs as well.
That sounded like it was just like a last minute. He's like, oh, well, that'll do.
It's not a confidence kind of selection, but that's footy. It's so, you don't know.
Yeah. I just think it's this year in general.
Yeah.
It's just really tricky to, I think COVID's throwing everybody off their game, basically.
Well, new rule changes. It's a different mind frame.
Yeah.
There's so many things that are coming into play. And it's going to be, and come this finals time, it's going to be amazing to see, you know. Whoever finishes eighth could win, you know, you just don't know.
Well, the Tigers have done it before.
I knew you were going to say that.
Let's just make it happen again.
All right, Jacko, you can catch those tips on our website now, triplem.com.au. Thanks for joining us, Jacko, as always.
Thanks, boys. I'll talk to you later.
You too, mate. See you, Jay and Dave, for breaking this morning. Up to 22 degrees at Triple M.